Deep in the heart of the Amazon rainforest lies a stretch of wilderness so untouched by civilization that locals call it El Silencio Verde, the Green Silence. It's a place where the air feels thick with secrets and where even the animals seem to tread carefully. In 1995, Dr. Marisa Calderon, a renowned anthropologist, assembled a team to explore El Silencio Verde. Her goal was to document ancient tribal carvings rumored to be hidden in the area. Despite warnings from villagers about La Sombra del Bosque, the shadow of the forest, Marisa dismissed the tales as superstition. The team consisted of 5 members: Marisa, her assistant Daniel, a botanist named Sofia, a wildlife photographer named Aaron, and their local guide, Jorge. Armed with maps, equipment, and an insatiable thirst for discovery, they plunged into the jungle. For the first few days, everything went smoothly. The team marveled at the dense foliage, vibrant wildlife, and the eerie beauty of the rainforest. But on the 5th night, things began to change. As they set up camp, Sofia found a strange talisman hanging from a tree near their site. It was crudely fashioned from bones, feathers, and twine. Jorge paled at the sight of it. "This is a warning," he said, clutching a rosary around his neck. "We shouldn't be here." Marisa waved off his concerns, attributing the talisman to local tribes. But that night, the jungle came alive with unsettling sounds, whispers that seemed to come from nowhere, and the rustle of leaves when no wind blew. Aaron swore he saw a figure darting between the trees, but when he shone his flashlight, there was nothing. The next morning, their compass refused to work, and their GPS device kept glitching. Jorge muttered prayers under his breath as the group pressed on. On the 7th day, they stumbled upon a massive stone altar hidden beneath vines and moss. Carvings on the altar depicted a figure draped in shadows, surrounded by terrified faces. Jorge refused to go near it. "This is the jungle ghost," he said. "It's not a spirit of the dead. It's older than death. It protects the forest, and it punishes those who don't respect it." Marisa ignored his protests and began documenting the carvings. As she brushed away the moss, a low, guttural sound echoed through the jungle. It wasn't animalistic, it was almost human. The team froze, scanning the trees, but the source of the sound remained elusive. That night, Aaron disappeared. His camera was found near the altar, its strap torn and the lens cracked. The last photo he had taken was blurred, but in the corner, there was a shadowy figure with glowing eyes.
Panic set in.
Marisa insisted they continue their work, desperate to uncover the secrets of the carvings. Jorge begged them to leave, but it was too late. One by one, the team began experiencing terrifying visions. Daniel claimed to see Aaron standing just outside the camp, staring at him with hollow eyes. Sofia woke up screaming, her arms covered in claw-like scratches. By the 9th day, the jungle itself seemed to turn against them. Trails they had marked vanished, food supplies rotted overnight, and the oppressive heat was replaced by an unnatural cold. At night, the whispers grew louder, forming words in a language none of them could understand. When Jorge finally decided to lead them back, they realized they were completely lost. The jungle seemed to shift and rearrange itself, trapping them in an endless maze of trees. On the 10th night, Marisa stayed up, determined to solve the mystery of the carvings. As she examined her notes by the firelight, a shadow fell over her. She turned, and there it was, the jungle ghost. It was a towering figure, its body made of writhing darkness, with piercing eyes that glowed like embers.